who redeem, bless, and sanctify us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Would you pray with me? I thank you, God, for this most amazing day, for our leaping dreamy spirits of trees and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is, yes, the most awesome works of your creation. And most of all, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family and friends and family of friends.
Good morning.
Be very comfortable. The love of God is infinite. We are continuing on the story of Job. I have touched it, but this morning I have taken the courage to preach about Job. And there have been many conversations has taken place. His friends have told him that, Job, you must have done something wrong if God has given you such a hard time. Don't forget the young man who was sitting outside his door that came in and even clarified, yes, Job. But this morning we are seeing something special. We are seeing the appearance of God. He finally speaks to Job. And when he speaks, watch out. Something great is about to happen. And how does he make his entrance? God thunders out of a whirlwind. And we know what is a whirlwind. And if we don't know what is a whirlwind, the people in Mexico and Panama City and Florida knew what a whirlwind 2 weeks ago at 150 miles an hour. But what he wanted to do was to let Job be reminded who he was and who is God and what he is in our lives. And all the hours of anguish that he felt that God was non-existent, God just wanted Job to continue in that faith that he was carrying. And I believe it might have been just about the time when God felt that Job might have just said, I can't take it no more, that God appeared. What God showed us was, I am still in control. And today we see God reminded Job, but he also is asking us to remember. That's why it is so often to understand the power of a story. Stories are told to us so much in our lives, over and over, and it becomes like a repetition. There are some stories I know many of you remember from a kid that you can still repeat it just like it was yesterday. Or there's like that favorite song you heard, and you hear it so often that as soon as the first stanza goes, you can sing right along. And it's like us here at St. Sebastian. We started to sing Sweet Holy Spirit at our healing service. Boy, if you heard the 14 of us trying to sing it on Wednesday mornings, you may run out of the church. We were all out of tune, didn't know the words. But if you come on Wednesday now, we all know the words. We all know the tune. But that's what God does. When we are in that state of losing faith, he reminds us who he is. You know, I always take it back to myself, going to school and learning the tables, the multiplication tables. Two ones are two, two into two, one. Two twos are four, two into four, two. I was 5 years old when I learned that. I am 57 years old and I still can sing it, not just say it, because it was such a part of me. This is what God's faith is telling us when we believe that God, it makes a difference. A reminder that he is always present in our life. And it gives me an example of understanding and on God's creation. As he appears in that whirlwind, I go to the thought where we are now in a creation. We saw what happened in Panama City up in Florida the last couple of weeks. And I ask, what are we as believers in our faith doing to the nature? Our scientists are telling us of all the things that are happening in our lives. Look on the first front of your bulletin when God says, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? When I think about our earth and I think about what we are doing to our earth, it appalls me. I am kind of disappointed that our scientists are telling us that we are not good stewards of our creation. God has asked us to be bountiful in our goodness. We are not taking care of our wildlife, our natural resources, our marine life. We know better because I believe we are maybe one of the generations that is so far ahead of ours, those that came before us. They may come back and tell us, no, that they were better. But I believe that there have been so many changes in our lifetime of all the new creations, of all the different things we have seen come to pass. But the one thing is the beauty of our creation that we are so responsible for, and we are not doing a good job. Some in church may say to me, Father, you're wrong. And I could be. But the history of it is not telling us that. And I ask us, what do we as individuals do to keep our creation alive so that our great-grands and our children have the same wonderful things we are experiencing? And as I always tell you here in my St. Sebastian family, I am not going to ask you to do something that I'm not going to do myself. How do I believe I can help in creation? I have stopped using plastic straws. When I go out to restaurants, I tell them, bring me my water with a piece of lemon. If you feel the cup is not clean, take the lemon and rub it around the top of it. It will become perfectly clean. There's an example of the island of Dominica. I don't know if you heard of it last year. It was severely destroyed by Hurricane Maria. But prior to that, that's a poor country. Plastic is very easy for government to use to save money. But the prime minister of that country has banned all plastic to the country. Because it's not about him. And it could easily be about him because it would be financially beneficial for him. But he knows the future. And we know our river that we have to keep. And we know our ocean. We are blessed to sit between our river and our ocean. Just like you sit in your house and enjoy the beauty of it, you do want your great-grandkids to experience that feeling. That's God's creation. That's why he says, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? He reminds us of our faith in beholding what is our responsibility. We know Job was a great man of faith. His faith was challenged. Ours is challenged sometimes. Similar to our creation story, we know what is right. But sometimes we allow others to sway our thinking and what I call put the cloud over our eyes and make it difficult for us to accept the truth. That cloud is sometimes because of our personal wishes are more than our godly beliefs. Often we experience times in our life when we believe God is absent. When there's a situation of a sickness in your life and it's not being taken care of fast as you would like, you're wanting a job and it's not coming through, you're waiting for some large thing, some great situation to appear and it's not happening, there's some personal matter in your family or my family, and you would like it to go away because we would like to just live our lives and it would be perfect. We get up, everything goes wrong. That is not how the world is made up. That's why God comes as a whirlwind just to remind us, I am still here. Yes, the road may be rocky sometimes, but there will be smooth times again. God appears to let us know, just hang in there. I am right a whirlwind away. Could be at 150 miles an hour, but for me and you, you may come at 300 miles an hour because you may realize our need, our request is urgently. Just remember, God is always there. Yes, we believe it's the absence. Job thought it was absent too. He had the rage, the pain, the injustice of God's absence. His friends told him, give up, you did something wrong. But at each time, we all know the presence of God is there with us. As God appeared to Job in that what was called a whirlwind, reminding him of his greatness on earth. The sea, the earth, the trees, the animals, and yes, that whirlwind even produced you and me. And that's the confirmation that God is always with us, even in our darkest moments. My brothers and sisters, let your faith be your guide today. And when doubt or fear appear, just remember that God is just a whirlwind away. This God who has been in a relationship with all of humanity since the beginning of time is the same God we feel and sometimes cannot see. The God who has been in a relationship with all of our humanity since the beginning of time is the very same God we feel and sometimes we cannot see. And think about Jesus to his disciples. And that's who we are as children of God. For he says, for the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. We are here to serve and not be served. That's why we follow our Lord Jesus Christ.